trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here. Trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Do you know what that switch does?
That switch? Huh. Flip it.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Did you see anything?
It's fun exploring a new home. Start by getting pre-qualified for a mortgage loan at Castle Bank. Come to the bank you know and trust and house hunt with confidence. We'll get you in the door quickly. Call, stop by, or visit castlebank.com to learn more. Castle Bank, a division of First National Bank of Omaha. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a tech-savvy royal family. Yes, yes, ever since the palace became Wi-Fi enabled, it's become so easy to use the Name Your Price tool on Progressive.com.
I do agree, my queen. Simply telling it what we want to spend and seeing all our policy options, I'll send a screenshot to Duke.
The Duke of Kent?
No, my friend Duke. We're in a group chat together. LOL.
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're 30-30.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves push for the playoffs versus the defending champs Saturday at 7 at Allstate Arena.
He does everything else so well on the baseball field. He's a winning baseball player. He's just got to take that same mindset into the batter's box, and it's a slight adjustment. It's a little bit of a tweak to his approach, and we feel like he's not far from making it. We have his back 100%.
That's Theo Epstein with the 100% guarantee, having the support of Javi Baez, who was reassigned to Iowa. Chris Bryant and Addison Russell were sent down to minor league camp earlier today. Spring training games today, the Cubs face the Giants. Kyle Hendricks will start. White Sox take on the Indians with Hector Nwesi on the mound. The Blackhawks host L.A. tonight at 7:30. Derrick Rose participated in full contact practice today. He did decline to address the media after the practice was over. Bulls' next game is Wednesday at Milwaukee. They have a game and a half lead on Toronto for the third spot in the East. As of right now, the Bucks would be the Bulls' first-round opponent. On to the NFL, some really delightful stories. The Cleveland Browns, their general manager, Ray Farmer, has been suspended without pay for the first four games of the 2015 season in connection to the in-game texting scandal that occurred last season. The Browns have also been fined $250,000. The Atlanta Falcons were fined $350,000 by the league. They will also lose a fifth-round draft pick in 2016 as punishment for piping in crowd noise during home games over the past two seasons. NFL sources also reporting team president Rich McKay will be suspended from the league's competition committee. College Buckets news, DePaul has rehired Dave Lato. You heard the fellas talking about it earlier as their new head basketball coach. Lato will be in studio tomorrow at 8 a.m. during the Mully and Hanley show. And St. John's has offered Chris Mullen the top spot in their basketball program. Mullen was a star at St. John's, where he was named Big East Player of the Year from 1983 through 85.
83.
This scoreboard update
You're
brought
making
to you
Tanny
by...
mad.
Never going to stop. Yeah, Tanny's yeah, busy talking like to Joe Dredge.
He gave you the stink eye
I was
eye
trying
right
to
there.
Talk to Joe Dredge yeah. about beer over here.
They're having a conversation, a deep, deep conversation.
I heard the pregnant pause.
You know,
it
actually wasn't a pregnant pause. I actually had to cough, and it just happened. Like, I fought through that sentence.
Either way, the
to
full
get it out.
Eye
it was like,
roll
this is what happened right now. I just did this.
On that side of the glass, you have to turn your head before you cough.
And then I coughed, and see, no one knows because the mic went off.
That's why they call it a cough button. It
well,
says
no, that's
cough
just, this is the on-off button.
Oh, well, the cough button, you hit it.
Yeah, we don't have one of those here.
Oh, Mondays, am I right, guys?
Anyway.
No, Mondays are good. This is a good Monday.
Oh, this is a great, you know, hey, Anytime that you're 6 feet above the floor, it's a good Monday for
That's
you.
That's what I always say.
Yep. Yeah. And the creek don't rise.
Danny
was
rise,
telling me that out in the hall, and he was just glad to be 6 feet above the floor.
As long as the creek is lower than your height, you're good to go, man. Whatever, you know.
Play for the eye.
You got to cross them T's, too.
Not the eye and, like, eye.
Like, the not the eye and eye.
The eye and Illinois.
Eye and eye.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that.
But which eye in Illinois are you talking about?
There's two different. I don't know. You can play for the first one, or you can play for the second one.
Right.
Aren't there three? Aren't there three eyes in Illinois, Dan?
There's three. Count them again.
I-L-L-I-N-O-I-S.
That'd be three.
Yeah, way to go, Dan. Oh, there's two I's in Illinois.
Well, I didn't major in spelling.
Well, I guess not.
Dr. Spelling. You can play for any of them, then.
Oh, man. Right. That's what I'm saying. Which I do you play for? Because they're all very different. You got the one at the start, there's the one towards the end, and they got the one in the middle.
Yeah, one in the middle kind of sucks.
You know, what they really have to do at Illinois is stop their coaches from talking.
Altogether?
Do not.
In the huddle. What about
kind of
they?
No. Giggle.
They call a timeout, the coach can't talk?
Barely.
Okay.
But not anywhere else. If you want to tell them, I'll give them a sentence in the huddle. And other than that, don't talk to anybody else, ever.
Because really, it's that third eye you don't need, right?
Right.
Illinois.
Well, I mean,
you need those first two.
You expect Tim Beckman because he is my guy. We have bonded like two men.
Did you think that last I was a Y, Dan? Is that what you thought?
Yeah, always have.
Illinois.
Never knew how to spell
it. I-L-L-I-N-O-Y.
I-L-L-I-N-O. Well, even in a, I mean, he, even if he's
but did you think it was a Y?
I,
is that why you thought there's two?
Probably.
It was Illinois.
Illinois. As Ron Zook once called it.
Yeah, he did. He's another genius. Another guy they should never give it a mic to.
That
dumbass.
COB 2016, Illini coach speak.
Yeah.
Well, it was in there. Beckman's PR awareness was in there this year.
Yeah, you can't let them talk. Just whatever you're doing, don't let them talk.
Sort of like this show.
I just want to point out Joe Dredge said he finds us all kind of Illinoising.
Just want to point that out that he just said that.
Hey, hey! Oh,
boy. What a bastard.
It's his alma mater. He takes this a little personally, and it bothers him.
Well,
he
looks he's like wearing it. An Ohio State hoodie.
Did you go to Illinois, Joe? Didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't
Joe's a proud alum.
I had no idea.
Yeah, so he I think this wounds him deeply in
and
his soul.
And look where it's gotten you.
I didn't know it either. What's his degree in? Penis. What's his degree?
Degree is not in penis.
What is your degree in,
that
Joe
was a minor.
Dredge?
He minored, yes.
He minored in that, yes. Yeah. All right.
Because you're talking about Joe Dredge.
Aren't
you a math guy? What's the degree?
Yeah, what are you? What kind of guy are you?
Chemical education.
Oh, man.
He's a real math guy.
Dad's a math teacher.
Oh, he likes math.
Crystal meth.
Yeah, meth guy. He's a real meth guy. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. Hey, fellas, listen to the Scorecard Golf Show to hear the latest on the Chicago golf scene. The Scorecard Golf Show is powered by the BMW Championship. The BMW Championship is back at Conway Farms this September. Visit BMWChampionship.com for more information. I'm Matt Batacola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, except when it comes to spelling. 670 The Score and 6 Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Del Frisco Steakhouse. Eat where the players eat.
Boers and Bernstein.
At it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
Outside Decker. It's a three. Got it! Dagger! In consecutive season, the Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Notre Dame gets it in. Here's Grant. Clock is ticking. Three it goes. To two. To one. Grant gets the shot up. Kentucky has won!
5 seconds to go. Blackshear. Off the rim, put back. No good. Michigan State is headed to the Final Four.
You know, he always says he's Chicago tough, but I think he's got a soft heart somewhere in there.
The Duke Blue Devils going back to the big dance, the ultimate dance in Indianapolis.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on the score.
Terry Bores.
I don't take radio advice from idiots.
Dan Bernstein.
I'm always pissing people off.
Let's go to work.
Bores and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Oh, my God. 208 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Bores and Bernstein. And I don't take radio advice from idiots. I made that very clear Friday. You know, My TV must be off, but I don't think that shot from the corner was all that close. Just missed. Just missed what?
It just missed by 4.5 feet.
It just missed the state. What are you talking about? That. And here's my, I believe that would have been the greatest shot in the history of basketball had it gone in. Being attacked by 2 7-footers,
yep,
falling out of bounds in that position, in that game. Who would ever, that, I mean, you know, I've seen people
hit weird
shots. The fact
that it came down to that.
Yeah.
But the way they defended that with, here, deal with 14 feet of this.
Well, I like Mike Bray. I like him. Yeah, but for the love of God, what was that? Is that all you had? Like, run to the corner and shoot with 2 7-footers on you?
You know,
like, get that damn corner and shoot that ball, son.
He had coached a really good game, too.
Up until then.
Yeah, I know.
Because
I said had.
Don't you think you have to have a plan that doesn't involve, like, running as fast as you can to the dead corner and trying to shoot over 2 7-foot guys?
Well, maybe they went off the reservation on him a little bit. I mean, it's possible he didn't diagram that.
All right,
we're going to get this set so 2 7-footers are guarding you, and I want you to fall out of bounds and throw the ball over your head. All right, win on three. Coach, you sure? Yes. I'm the coach. I know what I'm doing.
I just thought, well, you know, if you don't panic, get the ball down quickly, you can get a decent look maybe. That when you're taking up that much more of the court to get to that corner, you're going to get nothing.
You heard the highlight, by the way, and the highlights are courtesy CBS and TBS, and everybody had developed a basketball man crush on Sam Dekker, and it isn't just the threes that he was hitting.
What is it about him?
He's very smart. There's not a lot of wasted movement. I liked how his economy of movement when his back is to the basket. I mean, just the little pivots to get people leaning the wrong way. He's a very savvy player. And I asked you this question. I said, right now, would you swap out Doug McDermott for Sam Dekker?
No.
And just say,
put him there. No, absolutely not.
Okay. Well, here's a response to that.
Yep.
It's from Matthew, who says, I'll take Dekker for